what do you call it, ad hoc. Hello.
Hi, everybody. Now, this is really interesting because Kerry has literally just walked through my door. We haven't seen each other for 2 weeks.
I know. Isn't it 2 weeks? So long.
It's probably almost yeah. 2 weeks. So I haven't seen Kerry since the marathon. Kerry hasn't seen me since the marathon. And I thought, let's just press record rather than us having the debrief first.
Yes, and then talking after. Yeah,
so you're getting the chat in real time.
Oh, no.
And I'm sure you're all over the moon to realise that we really can't not talk about our experiences and stuff and what we learned from it and everything like that. Because we've been talking about it for so long. And I'm sure you're all hanging on every... can't wait to hear their experience. I'm sure nobody cares less. Yeah. But anyway, it's good for us to get this off our chest. Offload. Move on.
And then it's done.
Then it's put to bed.
Well, this is the end. This is the good bit, isn't it? This is actually where we can smile and talk about it rather than be like...
Well, Kerry's only 2 days after and you actually look like you haven't run a marathon. Because I know me days. 2 days after.
My legs are still sore. Like, the front of my legs are still sore, you know? So... Yeah, I did wash my hair. I'm so excited to be able to wash my hair now and it lasts a week.
You're not so thrilled at not having to run?
Sweaty. Well, I haven't even thought about that. But I am actually looking forward to doing a wee run, like a 10K.
I'm looking forward to starting strength training again.
Okay, well, that's I kind of have been doing that.
I didn't do any of that.
Yeah, so yeah, it does get you just for something else, isn't it? You know, when you kind of...
Need to come up with a new challenge, right?
This week.
Oh, no, I didn't do anything last week, apart from walking around. And this week I was going to... And I thought, you know what? No, I'm going to take 2 weeks. Because obviously I'm out with the dog 4 times a day, so I'm walking loads.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get a plan in place. Get a new plan.
And then start.
Build the booty for the summer. Because you know what all happens in the summer?
Yeah, it all happens in the summer. It all happens in a month.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Right, so... Kerry did hers.
So let's talk about yours.
We'll talk about me first. We'll talk about mine. Well,
so tell us your experience. Tell us it all.
It was, I don't know if you felt this, but it was an equal parts brilliant and awful.
Yes, I agree.
You know, you're 100% delighted that you decided to do it,
mm-hmm.
and 100% questioning why the hell you ever signed up for it. That was the kind of what I was.
At the end, you felt like that?
Yeah. Well, I have to say, now, I was as cool as a cucumber last week. No, sorry, the week I was doing it. I even said, you know, I'm not nervous. Yeah, I'm just doing all this. And then even we flew to London on the Saturday and the race was the next day. And I was still dead cool. Met Zoe and Zach at the train station. Zoe was beside herself, like really nervous and worried and all this. And we went and picked up the numbers at the expo thing. And then we realised that we weren't in the same starting block.
Yes.
So he was a red start and I was blue.
So did you have to start in different places, you said?
She got off the train at Greenwich and I got off the train at Blackheath. So we weren't even together. Like
I thought you all started at the same place.
No, there was 48,000 people.
I know.
Did it. So they had three places.
Okay.
And then at about mile 3, I think it was, then they all converged. Three roads come round and then they converge onto...
Crazy.
A bigger road, and her start time was 10 minutes before mine anyway.
Okay.
So I was never going to be able to catch her.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, and there was.
Because your plan originally was to maybe wait at the end and go over it all together.
Yeah, and you know, as it turned out, that didn't happen. But so, from me then being really cool about the whole thing, to then realising I had to find my way there on my own and all this type of stuff. I mean, anyway, so Sunday morning, I lost the run on myself. I was on and off the toilet. I was panicking. You know, those nerves. And I was telling myself, nerves and excitement are exactly the same emotion. And feeling, and this is exciting, and all the rest of it. And no, it wasn't. Yeah. I was just going, oh my God. And then... So off we went. She got off the train first at her stop and then I had to go on for about another 3 stops on my own. And then, but then I don't know what it was like at the Belfast one, but the starts, like, it was amazing. You know, they had bands playing.
It was Cool FM, I think, or something. But yeah, you know.
And there was people everywhere. And I was talking to, so by that stage, it sort of calmed down and thought, well, this is happening now.
Yes, this is real.
And I was speaking to, like, an older man and I was speaking to a younger girl who'd run Paris 3 weeks ago. Oh my God, you're mad.
Yeah.
And did all that. And then just before we took off, the heavens opened.
I knew it was raining, so I watched it. I was getting totes and moats watching it.
The heavens opened. And so that was a bit annoying. So it all began off really good. I stopped in mile 1 to go to the toilet. Because the queues at the enclosure bit were just crazy.
Too much.
And I thought, I need to go. So that probably didn't you know, so get me off to the best start. But I felt great, and I was smiling at everybody and all the kids and high-fiving and loving life and all the rest of it. And then Chris and Zach were supposed to see me at mile 6. Of course, that didn't work out because the infrastructure in London broke down completely.
I'm sure.
And those two couldn't work out, couldn't get their way out of a paper bag. No. And so then Zach phoned me because I had my headphones on. So he phoned and said,
right. Why did you have your phone in your bum bag?
In my bum bag. And Zach said, right, we'll meet you at mile 9. So okay. I was going, right, okay. So the MS crowd were at mile 6 anyway. So I knew I was seeing them. So I was kind of in my head going, get to mile 6. And then you're seeing them.
Yeah.
A bit of a wave and a bit of an uplift.
Uh-huh.
And so, but that's it. I still felt good.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, got to mile 9. And it was, I mean, it was just, there was thousands of people there.
Yeah.
And the music playing and everything. And yeah. I was, my head was just turning constantly, yeah, trying to find Chris and Zach. Not a sign. So then Zach phones me after I got past that bit and went, we're at just before the sign that says mile 9. And I said, well, I'm at mile 10.
Oh, no.
And he was going, oh, my God, this is a nightmare. And I'm going, right, end call.
This is not a nightmare,
Zach, for you, you know. So I eventually saw them at mile, I think it was... Oh, it was after the halfway, because the halfway point then is over Tower Bridge, which is brilliant. Like, aww. I mean, I don't know if you saw Zoe's pictures.
She had the video of it over Tower Bridge.
And there's just so many people there and music and stuff being handed out. So I think I saw Chris and Zach at about mile 13 and a half-ish, so saw them.
So that's good. Was it not hard to see them?
No, well, they were making it very clear.
Okay, they were there in the middle. So I didn't even stop.
I just... saw them and that was a lift and all the rest of it. And then I saw them again at mile, didn't see them again until mile 24.
Okay.
Right, so that was probably quite good because then he phoned again and said, right, it's a 2-hour wait for the tube. We're going to have to walk from Bermondsey to London Bridge.
I might as well have just done
it. He says about 3 miles. I said, oh, right, okay, Zach, well, you know. So... I think a bit like what you and I, whenever you called me and said you got sore at about mile 15, 16, my legs began to seize then.
Yeah.
And I was going, oh my God, there's 10 more miles to go. Yeah. This is, it was, by the that stage, for me, it was a mental game.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. And then I was still kind of trying to smile and look around me and this is amazing and look at London and the Cully Sark and da da da. And it is very good.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Then by the time I got to 20, I didn't care. Didn't care. I could have been
anywhere.
I could have been in Beirut. It wouldn't have mattered.
And then did you see Chris and Zach?
Yeah. Well, so that was the only thing in my head. So once I got to 20, I was going right. Just
get the mile.
Just get to 21. Get to 22. Yeah. Get to 23. That was all in my head, and it was just one foot in front of the other, and that was all.
That's good.
That was the only thing I could think of, and actually, I got so into my feet
in front of the other
that I missed.
Did you?
I missed the mile thing for 22. So the next time I looked up, I was at 23.
Oh, that's good.
So I was nearly hugging people. I was so happy.
Oh, that's good.
And then, I mean, that mile between 23 and 24 seemed to go on forever. And then I looked to my left and there was a man running past me inside a phone box.
Oh my goodness.
And I thought, no.
But was he part of a relay team?
No, they don't have a relay in London.
Oh, do they not?
No.
Because see all those relay people, I was just feeling like a flipping so slow because they're all
Yeah, they're all
past.
Sprinting past you.
And I'm like, looking, are they relay or am I?
No, London doesn't have a relay. Okay. And this guy was inside a box that was not made of cardboard, that seemed to be made of heavy stuff. And I was going, oh no, seriously.
Yeah.
I cannot be beaten by a man. And he could have been on there for hours. He could have started.
Yeah.
And there was this guy and I was roaring. He was doing it for, what was Save the Rhinos, right? And I saw him at the start and he was dressed in a full rhino thing with the hood and everything, and I spotted him a few times, and you know, he was always I saw him at about mile 24 whenever I saw Chris and Zach and
crawling like a rhino.
The hood was down, the arms were out of the costume.
I'm sure.
He was beyond. Just the heat in that thing must have been horrendous. So the man in the phone box spurred me on because I thought, I can't get beaten by a man
in the
phone box.
With him, just get
me. And I was just looking at him going, he's like, that's crazy. So then I saw Zach and Chris, at mile 24, and I ran over to them and stopped for a second.
Aww.
Just, I mean, I did stop a few times and walked to take my drinks and my gels. I mean, everything I said I wasn't going to do, I was looking at the sporting that they were handing out.
Yep.
Gels, jelly babies, the whole nine yards, threw it all into me. And I think it was more an excuse to stop than actually that I wanted it.
Yeah.
I can stop and, you know, take a while to open it. I can't get it open.
Taking half of my little bite of jelly.
So that was a real struggle. I saw them and they said they had actually seen Zoe as well at that stage. And they said she was quite emotional whenever she saw them. But, like, she was loving life.
Well, she was running past the 18 mile mark. She was like...
Oh, she was skipping.
I think Chris was like... Was it one there for something? The happiest girl ever.
The happiest girl at 18 miles. And I think she was so thrilled to have seen her friends and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, she was over the moon. She was... So, anyway, got to mile 24 and I knew then it was the homeward thing. But I didn't. My head was down. I had no idea. I said she had no idea that we'd run past the London Eye.
Yeah.
Westminster Abbey. But, no.
I
could have been anywhere. And you see the most horrendous thing, and you probably felt this too. Once you go past the London Eye along the embankment, then you turn down past Big Ben.
Okay.
And you run right down there. Then you turn left, which brings you up the side of the palace.
Okay.
And I knew once I got to the palace that you were nearly there.
Okay.
Because then you turn round, then onto the mall, whatever it's called.
Right.
And just at that place, it said 700 metres to go. Now, that should make you feel good.
Yeah.
All in my head, I was going, that's twice around a running track. I don't want to run twice around a run it. I can't do it. I can't. Yeah. You know, you were just beyond
there. Yeah. You just needed to be there. Never mind.
So that was just keep running. And then, of course, at the end, like you always do, you find a wee bit of extra energy and you nearly sprint over the finish line.
You get it done.
I was running like I was in the Olympics.
Yes.
Here I am. Thank you, everybody.
Did you collapse at the end? No. You were fine.
It was okay. Well, it was packed. It was packed. So I can imagine.
Keep moving.
You had to go through the wee thing and then you get your medal and then you go and get your t-shirt and your wee bag and everything.
Fair belt. There you go. Get out.
Phone Zoe and she was down. I mean, it is amazing. Like at the very beginning, right, whenever you went to your starting area, I had to go to, as I said, to Blackheath. So you have a bag that you got at the expo that if you wanted to put anything in, then you were told you put yours in lorry 29. There were 63 lorries in my field, right? And so I went, there wasn't really anything in it I required anyway, but I just went and put it there. And then they'd moved all the lorries to the end. So all you had to do then was go up to your lorry 29 and get your bag. I mean, it was so good.
Yeah.
So anyway, found Zoe and my niece then and her friend were away down at the bottom of the mall at the... Sorry, there's Rosie snoring. So then that was great. We were all delighted to see each other and she was just thrilled with herself.
Oh.
And then by the time we manoeuvred through London, got the tubes fine. So we had very nicely of her booked a pub in London called The Folly, which was, you know, pretty nice. And it was full of people waiting for the people who had done the marathon. So you had to walk downstairs, which I thought was
I mean, making people walk downstairs. I know.
So everybody cheered whenever you walked in. You felt like a superstar.
Good.
And so Chris and Zach were already there. They had met up with Zoe's friends who had all been on the beers all day. And you'd had to pre-order stuff, which Zoe had asked me about. And I said, well, just do whatever you think.
Just get a few bottles or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, she'd ordered 3 platters of food. Beers, but the least you can order was 10.
Okay.
And it comes in a nice bucket and then 5 bottles of wine and then these Aperol Spritz things. And, I mean, I didn't care, but, I mean, to say Chris then had to go and pay for it all. He just walked past me and went, £375.
Oh, yeah!
It's London, isn't it?
Yeah, it's London, right?
And
then
he did go up and order more stuff and there, you know, for everybody. So that was brilliant and everybody was in it. It was lovely to meet all her friends and her boss came from
the
work and everything. Yeah. So Chris and Zach then left to go and get the... Zach was getting the train back to Newcastle. Chris was getting the flight home.
Actually, he said he saw you.
And then Zoe and I got the train out to Luton Airport, which was actually okay. But we didn't get to the hotel till about 10 o'clock at night. And my alarm went off at 4:15 the next morning to go to Spain.
Horrible.
That walk to the airport was horrendous.
It was horrible.
Yeah. But then I can't really complain because we got on a flight.
I booked
extra legroom.
Lovely.
And off we went to Spain. We were in Spain at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Which is lovely. Uh-huh. And the weather looked amazing.
And the hotel room was ready. I had put it out to the universe. Please let the hotel room be.
You have to wait sometimes.
So 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it was ready. And they had a rooftop pool.
Oh.
With the most comfortable bed. You know, the big squashies, not the plastic ones. The big squashies. Yes. And we just lay there.
Yeah.
Like lay, just.
Love it.
So bad, I burnt my lips.
Oh, did you?
Because I had my lip salve on instead of sun cream.
What was the temperature like?
Do you know what? It was about 25, 26 degrees.
That's perfect.
It was really warm.
I know Greg's like, can we not go to Spain after? Like, yeah.
It was a lovely place to relax because you didn't have to do anything.
Okay.
You know, if you'd been here, you would have ended up doing more.
Been busy, wouldn't you?
So anyway, that was my experience. Okay. And I am really pleased that really we decided to do it. Pleased that we, you know, and we went and met actually at the expo thing. We went and met the MS people,
yeah.
they had the stands and everything.
Okay.
And so they took pictures of you and all this type of stuff, and they were really, really nice. So, yeah, I've got to raise 2 grand. I think I've got about 1,600 and something now.
That's
so brilliant. I've got another month to raise. And so I just need to do a wee final push. And
that's
so
it.
That kind of kept me going as well, thinking I'm actually doing this.
For a purpose.
You know, and people have paid.
Yes, yes.
With the intention.
I think that would definitely keep you going. I mean, obviously, originally I had wanted to do it for an eating disorder, and I didn't get in, which I'm kind of grateful for now, because the money, apart from the money I have to raise, which is great, but it's hard, you know, you haven't
It's expensive. It's expensive.
And then
to do
actually
that.
Staying in London and the kids and all, it just would, so thanks to the universe, it didn't work out for me that way. But I think when you just do the Belfast one, it is for the air ambulance thing anyway, you know,
yes,
so at least it is for something.
Kind of,
but I just
so
didn't
it
get
great.
A chance to actually do it. But yeah, well done, babe.
Great.
Well done.
Now, your turn.
Yes, I know. It's so funny how you kind of forget things, don't you? It's kind of like a wee bit of blur. I was kind of fine as well too. And then the day before, we were kind of rushing about. Thank goodness my friend Helen and Connor, they took the kids.
Yeah.
So
you could relax on the evening time.
I didn't leave them around until like 6, but we had a wee birthday party for my nephew for the family, just for the kids.
On the Saturday? Right, okay.
So it was around there all day, and then I left the kids around to Helen's at 6, and then I had to go do the shopping and stuff with Greg. We went and did that, and then come home and packed. He has his list, he's so funny. And,
I love that.
Yeah,
That was me. I had the safety pins, the number on the night before, everything all sorted out.
Because, you know, Greg.
So he did not.
No, well, I wouldn't either if it wasn't for Greg, but he's just so funny.
No, he's organised. I love it.
Well, he's like, are you just going to turn up to this thing? You know, and I was like, well, you're here to give me what I need. And so he's sitting there with the gels out in his
hand. Handing you things out, everything that you needed.
So funny. So he's like, it's your race, it's your thing, that's fine, you just do whatever, blah blah. But anyway, we got organised, and I was in bed at 8:30 or 9, so it was nice. And then next morning, just got up as normal at like 5 and done my stretching, and then we had to be up there for like 7:30 for the bag drop. You know, you leave your bags in, like you said. I was quite
you
happy.
Started early, that was lovely. I didn't begin until 10 to 11.
I know.
That was traumatising me.
It's longer to be nervous, isn't it?
Yes.
So yeah, I was paying like a tripper before I went, and obviously I had my time of the month. Sorry, too much information.
Yeah,
but
TMI people, but it's a thing.
It's a thing, and I was just freaking out about that. And I was like, and then I was having to pay in a bush because the queues were massive. And then I was like, do I need to pay again, Greg? And he's like, I don't know. You know, I was like, I don't know if I do or not. I think I might. And he's like, for flip's sake, I don't know. If you need to pay, go pay. Like, he's getting it. I was just like a wee kid. Then once you start, you're fine. See my sister at the very start. She's like, only 26 miles to go. She was getting emotional. And then I was kind of nearly grinning because I could see tears in her eyes. I was like, thanks, Danielle. That was like, you know, 26 miles to go. But like you kind of get swept up in it, don't you?
Yes.
I kept looking at my
especially
watch, and I was like,
at the start,
there's all the people. I kept looking at watch going, this is a bit too fast for me, but the energy kind of
died, actually.
Did it?
Yeah, at about 16 miles, and I was actually quite glad.
Yeah, because sometimes
yes.
you can get too caught up. Although by the end, not by the end even, I was getting swept away, it was lovely. It's kind of more downhill at the start in Belfast than uphill at the end, which I don't know my way around Belfast. It's unbelievable where I do not.
Antrim Road is
have
horrible.
All my family up there and stuff, but I still didn't have a clue where I was. I could be running like
anywhere,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? And so I was like downhill sort of like, oh, this is great. And then about 15 miles, I just started seizing up and getting cramps in my legs, which I had before. But the funny thing is, Greg had got these wee salt things in work, and I thought he got me some, but he just got him some, you know, like salt you put in your dinner.
Yeah.
So he had his, and he was like,
to explain to anybody who doesn't know, when you lose loads of sweat, the biggest thing you lose is salt. And it really affects your body.
You can get cramps. So we actually did have little salt tablets and all we put in our drink beforehand. But I think because I have my period and I was sweating
a lot.
Like even in bed, you just sweat more. So I don't know if that was the case or not. But anyway, I didn't have one of these wee things at hand. So I just got a sandwich bag and put loads of salt in it. And then I didn't really know, put it in my wee bum bag, running along, could feel my legs seizing up. I was like, no, please. Because it happened before and I couldn't actually bend my legs, so I didn't want to walk like that the whole 10 miles up the hill.
Imagine. Oh my God.
So I stopped trying to rip open my bag and put my tongue into this wee bag. It probably looked like a bag of something else. I'll not even say, use your imagination. But
people were probably going, "Oh, look at her woman. She's about to go to your rain."
Look at her licking that.
Good idea.
Uh-huh. Thank God I had it. It maybe did help, maybe didn't. Because it didn't actually seize. I stopped and I kept stretching it like every time. And I walked halfway up that hill to kind of give it a break. And I was stretching. I was actually down on my knees because I couldn't get a proper stretch. I was actually down on my knees with my leg, bent behind like that. Good hip flexor.
How did you even do that?
I had to, because just standing holding it up wasn't even getting it. And then I was digging my fingers in to try to roll it out. It was just so annoying. God. But anyway, I didn't kind of come. I was eating all the jelly babies, like Alison said, and eating all the, drinking all the Gatorade and stuff. And there was people then, obviously Greg's family in there were like halfway, and my auntie Jacqueline, and then the kids and Helen seeing Greg and all twice, at the bridge, like at the end, get into Ormo Park. But they then decided should we move to the finish line to see them both again. We had to decide that quickly.
Yeah.
Casey was like, yes, do that. So then they went and done that. So I had seen them at the finish line coming in.
Oh, that was nice.
They had a wee messages on my arms and stuff, still on Sharpie, nearly there. So that kind of helped as well. But then, like you said, coming into the end, like I said, 375 yards to go. What the fuck's a yard?
Yeah, you wanted to cry.
I don't even know what a yard is. I was like, is that good or bad? Do I sprint? Do I go?
It's meters, really. It is meters. It's just old school.
I didn't fucking know what a yard was. So I was like, I don't know what that is, but just keep going. But I actually was kind of close, so I could have probably run, like that last wee bit. Because as soon as you turn, you're kind of home. I sprinted to the end, like you said. And I just see
which is so weird. Like you wonder why you even sprint.
Just to get it over what? Because it was just the legs, wasn't it? And they were just on the right hand side. So
how lovely to see them. Were they all?
Casey was emotional.
She
was kind of just coming.
Oh, she's such a wee pet, isn't she?
Looked like she was just like proud. She was
upside down.
Well, I think she was starving, and they were both up quite late. So like she was beside herself. Yeah. So even by the time we got home, she was like an emotional wreck, But I finished and then I seen Greg over at the side. And he had done that as well. So it was great.
How did Greg find the whole thing? Because I know he'd been plagued with injuries the whole way through his training and stuff.
God love him. His hip is sore and tight and stuff.
Did he find it harder than he thought he was going to find it?
Because
he's kind of a big endurance guy anyway. His mind's brilliant, isn't it, for that stuff?
Yeah, and he said he stuck with that four-hour marker guy until I think he stopped to get a drink. And then his legs just seized up and his hip just seized up. So he just couldn't really get running after that. And the pain was just in his hip.
And it's a long way to go, isn't it? With sore legs.
When you have 10 miles to go, I couldn't have went with the injuries I had. Like cramps are a different story, but I just didn't want them to seize up so much. Where I don't know what it was. But pain is another story, isn't it?
I kind of knew that what I had wasn't an injury. It was just my legs going seriously.
Tired.
Stop. Lie down. That was all it was. So that is when it becomes a mental game, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're really just saying, I'm not going to die here. You've just got to keep on moving. If it's slow, just keep moving. And that was, so for him to do that with his, because he was injured for, a lot of it.
He was like at that day, and I think that got him down and stuff. No, but we've done that, and we're just so glad after. And stuff, I just felt so tired. He hasn't all stopped eating, and I'm
he
just
drove home. I couldn't believe it whenever you called me. She can just driving home. I said, who's driving, Greg?
Well, I wouldn't be able to find my way anyway.
No, but if you tried to put me in a car,
this is automatic.
It doesn't matter if you get into it and put your leg. I was telling you that one of Chris's friends' wives did the London one, and even 2 days after, he had to drive her to work. She couldn't get into the car.
You told me that. That's funny. Yeah, well, we had to get two buses, and we didn't really know where we were. That was so funny. So we didn't get home to, five. So it's a long enough wee day, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you think about what you've done in the day. So I just couldn't wait to get a shower and get my hair washed and all and feel a bit better, and
normal.
Then I went around seeing me Archie and stuff, so no, it was all good. It just seems like a bit of a
blur.
And when I was running, I was kind of thinking, I'll be looking back in this and it'll be like, you know, so just kind of taking in and all that kind of stuff, you know. And my music, I had it hardly even up. I could just hear it really tiny bit. So it was kind of nice, actually. It probably, you know, because the other one just wasn't working. I couldn't be bothered trying to fix it with, you know, when I kept
listened to Matthew McConaughey.
I know,
Matthew McConaughey had a new, and then actually by the time, because it was like a 2 hour, 2¾ hour podcast, by the time it got to about 2 hours, I was done with Matthew.
Yes, yeah.
Matthew was trying too hard to make me happy.
Yes, yeah.
I needed something because a bit more emphatic.
It was like people that were working up the hills and all, and we're like, it's downhill, you know, from
here. Yeah, you see the last half, are annoying, aren't they?
And then I was like, well, there's another fucking uphill here. No one tells you that. It just seemed, even at the end, there was another uphill. And if someone had said to me, it's all downhill from here one more time, I would have just...
But people are so, like, you know, the fact that people come out, you do appreciate you know, and all that. But yeah, really, at the end, you couldn't care less if it was a blank road.
And I felt so full after from eating all the fucking... Because I was eating everything that people were giving me just to stop the cramping. I just didn't know salt, sugar, fucking energy, you know, Gatorade, water, whatever. And I didn't even pee the whole time because I just wanted to just, I thought if I stopped and peed, it would just be worse. So just keep going, just keep going. But I felt so full
I stopped three times.
Well, I stopped so much to stretch.
Yeah.
And be down on my knees. I thought, if I stop anymore and try and pee and...
I'd be here for about 8 hours.
Oh my goodness, the wee bus will be coming to get me. Like,
I'll tell you what I found afterwards then. You see, on Tuesday, I think, when we were in Spain, and you know me, I pee a lot.
Yeah.
I wasn't peeing.
No.
Yeah, and I was drinking loads of water. Like, my body was craving water.
Yeah.
I was thinking, why am I not peeing? This is weird. And then I looked up what happens to your thing after doing a marathon.
Right.
Your body.
Uh-huh.
And I was reading it to Zoe and we were laughing. It basically was saying that you, by the time you've been on your feet for 3 hours, everything after that, if you're not like an elite athlete.
Yeah.
Everything after that, you're causing small fractures.
Okay.
Especially in your legs.
Right.
And all the wee microscopic muscles.
Right, okay.
I'm thinking,
You're running for 3 hours.
After the 3 hour mark. Okay. So everything that you're doing after that point.
Yes, sorry.
So people who end up maybe taking them 6 hours to do a marathon, they're doing themselves so much damage. Yeah. Talked about your kidneys.
Okay.
And the fact that no matter how much water you take
uh-huh.
on the route, you are expending so much or expelling so much from your body, you will never be able to catch up, and so your kidneys are going into trauma.
Okay.
They actually said that in the article, and it was in the Times. It wasn't like the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
And it was like a doctor person or a scientist, and then it went into whole other things about basically all your internal organs
are giving up,
are being put under like an extreme amount of stress, and that you must allow your thing to recover afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, and that you have to allow, don't just go, oh, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Because internally, you're not fine.
Yeah, your body needs to
keep on drinking loads of water, eating all the right things, which of course I did not do. I think that's why I actually felt so bad on the Monday, because I didn't eat on the thing, and I had like 3 drinks.
Yeah.
And no water.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
You know, for 52 years old, Alison, you should know better.
Yourself together. Everything you think you're meant to do, and then you...
Didn't do any of it.
We would get swept away, and it was so busy and all the rest of it, wasn't it? Like, and even, you know, even after, like, I think the night after, it's funny because sometimes when you do that, I wasn't overly hungry. It's kind of more like last night and today. Like you said, it's a few days after, isn't it?
I was starving then after, probably from the Tuesday on. Yeah. Thirsty for water and just starving.
As you know, as normal and stuff. But it's funny, like, isn't
I definitely had more. Which was fine. It was on hold then.
Oh my goodness,
you know.
No. But yeah, we're going to rest and we're going to give ourselves time. Well, I've been in bed the last two nights.
Really early.
Half 8. It's been lovely.
So nice, isn't it?
Yeah, because I still get up early.
We're proud of ourselves, aren't we? Yeah, and I think, you know, I think I said that to you on the phone, you know, that you need to allow yourself the time to go, oh my God, we did it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think whenever I went to Spain, we were, you know, racing around and it was like, right, stop.
Yeah.
You know, this was a thing.
Yeah.
Me and you have just done a marathon, you know. And
let's celebrate it.
Yeah.
That's what Greg was saying at the end, because I was like up the high dough and I was like, let's just stop panicking, just take this all in, like he always, you know.
Yeah.
It's so funny how my coaching and things I say to the kids and Greg always come back to bite me. Like I was sitting in the house last night doing something, saying something. Fred was like, keep your makeup on to play. And I was like, you said I don't look good without my makeup.
Makeup on.
That's what she says. Right. And then I said, I don't look good without makeup. And she's like, no, that's just your monkey brain.
Oh, did she?
Isn't that hilarious? Like, your just completely turned that round. Yeah. Like, it was me. She said that.
Monkey see, know, monkey do. She's listening
sure,
to everything.
I know. I said, I'm glad somebody's listening to me.
That's good though, isn't
she always
it?
Says stuff like yeah, that. It's so funny, brilliant. Isn't it? But yeah, no, yeah, they definitely think. And it, you know what? You can do it out of a place. Like I was saying to you, when I done the half marathon, I was kind of angry with myself, having all these emotions, not in a great place, and that was getting me through. Yeah. Whereas this time, it just felt so... Like, after that, obviously, I was injured and stuff. Coming back from that, I actually just felt so grateful I could run. And I actually
relaxed
really enjoyed
about
it.
Yeah.
And I actually enjoyed the day, and I actually did enjoy it. Yes. You know, because I was so grateful I could do it.
Well, I think...
Because I really thought that I couldn't
if
for
you,
a while.
If you think about what you've done and how, you know, in the scope of the world, how few people actually do that.
Yeah.
You know, you've committed to doing a thing. I think that's what I'm trying to remember. You've committed to this. We committed to an 18-week training program.
Yeah.
Bar you having the injury in the middle of it for two, you know, but you still had to maneuver your way around that in a mental way. You know, you had to work out how you were going to do that. And then we then got to the stage where we had to execute.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And we had to go, right, well, it's, I mean, this is happening.
Yeah.
So the best thing to do is just to smile.
Yeah.
And enjoy it. So funny. Until you get the last 6 miles and then all bets are off.
The photos after of all the photos of us, like, I just look like I'm in pain and Greg looks like he's happy as Larry. He's just waving and clapping and smiling. And I'm
I look dreadful.
Yeah.
And the official ones.
I had the hat down, you know, just like literally... You
I'll have to show you mine. Or you can
I
show
will,
me yours.
I will.
Right,
you.
Look, we'll not keep you any longer. I mean, I don't know what you're going to have taken out of this podcast.
You know what? I think the thing is, even like my post yesterday, sometimes we just, doesn't matter how big or how small it is, humans do work better with a bit of self-praise, don't they? And a bit of, like, having your own back, applauding yourself. So every small thing, small, big, whatever it is, set yourself a small challenge for 4 weeks or
I was about to say, if you're the type of person, which I am and I think you are too, that works well to a goal or to a challenge, then it does not have to be a marathon, but a small thing.
Yeah.
You know, just take the action that's going to allow you to to execute that and then say, right, okay, I did that. That's brilliant. Well done.
That's the important part, isn't it? It's celebrating
it's
having
going.
The big emotions after, because that's what spurs you on and keeps you going.
So, this is probably not helpful in the slightest.
No,
but we needed to offload.
It's done. It's done.
We
it's
needed
off.
To get it off our chest.
Yes,
and we promise we'll not talk about
thanks
it again. Unless you want us to. So anyway, listen, have a great weekend.
They'll all be firing in topics. So we'll just shut
no
up.
One will listen to this. I'll go end the thing and I'll say like two views. Okay, everybody.
Thank
have
you
a
all.
Great weekend. Thanks for bearing with us
yes,
for the last 18 weeks.
See you later. Have a nice day.
Take care, everyone.
Bye.